We're getting a flurry of quarterly earnings reports from companies today. Exxon profits fell nearly 60% in the fourth quarter compared with the same period a year ago. BP profits also down thanks to falling oil prices, and we'll hear later today from Chipotle. But maybe we shouldn't be talking about quarterly earnings reports, because according to the head of one of the largest investment companies in the world, those quarterly reports are encouraging short-term thinking instead of long-term thinking. That's the word from Lawrence Fink, the head of BlackRock. Rana Faruhar is assistant managing editor for business and economics at Time in New York. She joins us. And Rana, does Lawrence Fink want to do away with earnings reports?
Well, not really. I mean, you know, like most people, he wants transparency in businesses. We need to understand what's happening on a quarter by quarter basis, just in terms of balance sheets and how companies, what they're doing with their money. But we shouldn't be using quarterly earnings as a substitute for long-term strategy. You know, over the last really two or three decades, we've had a move for a variety of reasons towards really short-term performance metrics. You know, if you can't make your earnings numbers for one quarter, the street will really punish these companies. Their stock prices will go down. And because so many CEOs are paid 60 to 80% of their compensation now in stock options, they have all the reasons in the world, all the bad incentives to really do what's good for the short term, but maybe not what's so good for the longer term for their companies.
You could also put the blame, though, on the investors for not taking the long-term approach themselves, that they don't want to sit there and invest in a stock for 20 years. They want to invest in something for 20 days, make a profit on it, and move on to something else.
Well, and that brings up two interesting points. One is that there are a lot of what are politely these days called activist investors. They used to be called barbarians at the gate. Mm. You know, people like Carl Icahn, Bill Ackman, other hedge fund and private equity fund owners that are saying, yeah, we want companies to give back money to investors in the form of share buybacks and dividend payments. They're not so much pushing for those long-term R&D investments or investments in factories or worker retraining. And so that's one issue. The other issue is we do have a tax system that supports some of this short-termism, that lets companies run up debt and encourages some of the quarterly capitalism that candidates like Hillary Clinton would actually like to revisit.
Okay, so some good, strong arguments in favor of changing the way that companies report their quarterly earnings. What's the argument against it? Why hasn't it happened yet?
Well, there's inertia, of course, and there's, you know, 40 years, frankly, of developing a financial system that really works the way it does. As I mentioned before, stock options have come to represent such a huge chunk of CEO pay. That's been one factor, and that's going to be a difficult thing to turn back. It's going to require some legislative changes, a lot of cultural changes that are needed to focus people's mindset on, hey, we're not just here to make profit for the quarter. We're here, particularly for people like you and I that probably have money in 401ks. We're looking at 10, 20, 30 years that we want to be making a return. And we have to shift an entire ecosystem to support that.
But doesn't it mean, bottom line, less information for shareholders if you're not reporting that much? I'm trying to think about if you could compare this to the polling that we're getting out of the state, New Hampshire and Iowa. If you said, we're not going to have polling, I mean, some people might love that, but other people might say, well, no, I want to know how the race is going, so I know which candidate I should be sending money to or whatever.
You know, that's an awesome analogy, actually, because yes, I mean, look, I'm in news. I want to know what's happening every second, you know, in Iowa. But let's think about what the polls told us was going to happen in Iowa and what did happen in Iowa. And, you know, the fact is that what people say over the short term and what companies do over the short term is really not indicative of their longer term performance. Just I'll give you a little example.
Yeah.
Back when Apple was introducing its iPod, iPhone technology, very often when it would announce big investments into new technologies, the share price would fall. Even though this is now, you know, one of the richest companies in history, these are devices that we all have in our pockets, the company would get punished for making those kinds of investments. And you see that happening time and time again. Companies like Microsoft have gone through the same thing, Cisco, many others. And the thing is, the typical CEO tenure these days is only about 3 to 4 years. But these guys, and they are mostly guys, these guys are being asked to make investments that won't pay off for another 7 to 10 years. So it makes it just very, very difficult to run a company in a smart way. And that has a big impact on U.S. growth, U.S. competitiveness, particularly because American companies are increasingly competing with big overseas multinationals, often in emerging markets that are family-owned. Oftentimes they're private. They can look out over 20 years, 50 years, and make the kind of investments that will set them up for the future.
Rana Faruhar, Assistant Managing Editor for Business and Economics at Time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.